Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Push Beats Pull in the Battle for Television Viewers, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss television programming trends is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Paul, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Paul, Deloitte predicts that the majority of television programming in 2011 will be delivered on a push rather than pull basis. What do you mean by push versus pull?
What we mean by television programming which is delivered on a push basis rather than a pull basis is principally that television which is determined by a schedule. So it is not decided by an individual determining exactly what to watch, which is where you would pull television content. And additionally, for 2011, what we see happening in terms of television which is pushed is television which is recommended by other individuals or other people who are members of the public as to what you are wanting to be watching. But overall, what we're seeing is that it's still third parties which are determining what the majority of people watch the majority of the time, rather than individuals deciding, I'll just watch that program today because I'm in the mood for that program.
Why will people continue to favor the push approach?
I think a lot of the reason why people still favor content being pushed them is largely around structure. And it's structured in several different ways. One of the big things around television for the majority of people is that it does give them an order to the day. So you know what's going to be on roughly on a certain day or on a certain time because that's what we've been conditioned to expect. And we're quite familiar with that. And much as we often think that we would like to be individuals, the reality is probably in many cases that in all aspects of life, we do enjoy having structure, whether it's a route we take to go to work or what we buy at the supermarket each week. You know, we like having that familiarity. We like having that structure. And schedulers on TV stations around the world are very good at anticipating what people want to watch at each time of the day, each day of the week, even each season of the year. And so that's why we think a lot of people, so the majority of people, for the majority of their viewing, will continue to favor the push approach. And also, there are other undercurrents which are consolidating that. And one of the things that we often overlook is how social an activity TV viewing is, and then particularly the commentary around what we've watched on TV. And in many studies that we've done around the world, and we ask, so what do you often, most often talk about in terms of the different media which you're consuming? And television always comes out top. So it's the ability to be able to talk about a TV program which has been on is a very powerful reason for people to continue to watch the schedule because it's been driven by social trends. And the ability to also to comment on television programming during the showing of the program just consolidates that impact. So if you want to be able to talk about something with friends or family, then watching the TV program live can sometimes be crucial to that.
Do you foresee a time when viewers will eventually favor that pull approach instead?
I mean, there are certainly viewers who today and for some years have been favoring the pull approach and have actually been just pulling content to watch. But those are still a minority, and we would expect they'll remain a minority. It all depends on how good the quality of TV is. So in some countries where the quality of television is perhaps not as good as it could be. That's where you tend to see a lot more of pulling of content to be able to access television that people really want to watch. But wherever you have a lot of high quality content, then people tend to be quite happy to stick to the schedule. And also, if you think about the way in which we consume things, so for some people, the view is, you know, I'd like to watch all the episodes in my favorite TV series one after the other. But for the majority, that still feels like gluttony. So it's a bit like having, say, 15 breakfasts one after the other, whereas it's probably best to consume some content, have a pause, in many cases a week, and then consume it again the following week. So we do see pulling of content growing over time, and being strong in certain countries, also among certain age groups, particularly among the younger. But certainly if we look at, say, the next 5 years, we don't see pull overhauling push in terms of hours watched in that time frame around the world.
So I guess we really are creatures of habit, and it sounds like that's going to continue. Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
A pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.